Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Elfrida Love Show. Come where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. And this is the day, the hour that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted to be with you on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to the EyeFreeToLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We are in for an exciting night, praying with power and love. And I want you to know that before we get started reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, that God continues to reveal that faith is what will manifest the breakthroughs. Faith is what will manifest the love and the knowledge of who God is. We can wake up every morning through the grace of God and not understand the power of God, and we cannot understand what God can do unless we really experience God for ourselves. God has been working in many people's lives, including myself, and he's been doing great things, and we need to acknowledge God and just say thank you, God, for everything that he's done and the things he's going to do. And, I mean, the manifestation that God has given is just great, and so we want to continue to magnify and glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I've read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. We're getting ready to pray unto God. There are many things that we need to pray for. There are many people and many situations. And we want to make sure that we cover each and every person. So many people are going through things. There are many storms which are brewing, and there are many things that we just need to pray to God for, and God is able to give us everything that we pray for. And so as you get into your prayer position, I want you to think about situations, think about your family, think about your friends, and think about yourself, of course. At this particular time, we're praying for just each and every person, because there are some things that is transpiring in people's lives that's causing pain. There's some things in people's lives that's transpiring that's causing doubt and causing people, ball up your fists, to want to let go to the promises of God. And I want you to ball up your fists as tight as you can. And that's how tight we need to hold on to God, because God says that his promises will come to pass. Let your hands go. Amen. God says that he's going to give you the desires of your heart. He's going to fill your hands up, but you have to let some things go. Now, I just told you, now listen to me because somebody missed this. Listen, listen very closely. I just told you to ball up your fists, and after I told you to do that, or I asked you to do that, then what I said was, this is how tight we need to hold on to God. Then I says, open up your hands. I said, God wants you to let some things go, because eventually, once we're holding on to God, God is going to give us He's going to manifest those things that we need. And eventually we're going to have to open up our hands because we're going to have so much. And God says that there's going to be a separation when we open up our hands. He says we're going to have to let the old things go so that the new things may manifest. When we talk about meeting Jesus and being in the formational auspices of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're never the same. God says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So when we hold on to the promise of God and God gives us these new things, those old things that must go, you know, they must go. And so we have to really pray unto God, and we really have to believe and trust in God. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and tell you to get into your prayer position, and we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to thank God for everything that he's doing and those things that he have done in our lives. And we're going to continue to believe and continue to trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And as you get into your prayer positions, I'm going to get ready to play the music. And when I play the music, I want you to understand that God hears all of our prayers. No matter what they are, he hears all of our prayers, okay? So we're getting ready. And we're going to play I Love You, Lord, today. We're going to play the instrumental. And I just want everybody to think about, as we get our music ready, to think about the love of God and what God has done in our lives. Think about the lessons that he has taught us. Think about everything that he has given unto us and bestowed unto us. And as the music is playing, I want you to really be sincere when we go unto God, because this is nothing to play with, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be sincere. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on tonight, Lord, thanking you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising, because we were in the very image of death, Lord, but you decided to touch us, and you decided to wake us up this morning, and you started us on our way. Lord, you kept us all morning long and all afternoon and up until the evening and up until this present hour, and we ask that you continue to look upon us and continue to be a shield and a protector for us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who is in the hospitals, Lord? Would you bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Would you bless the bed they sleep in and every piece of food that they eat, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, if it's your will, would you continue to heal whoever it is in the hospitals, Lord, and internally and externally, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless their family, to have the courage and the power to keep visiting their loved ones. Lord, we thank you for the good reports. Lord, we thank you for just blessing us, Heavenly Father, to do your holy and righteous will. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are getting ready to be released from the hospital, and we ask that they continue to receive therapy and become stronger, Lord. And even if they had a diagnosis, Heavenly Father, where the doctors didn't know anything to do, Lord, we know that you are Dr. Jesus, and we know that you can do all things and that you hold all things. And, Lord, we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are going in, whether it's for surgery, minor surgery, back surgery, pain surgery, whatever it is, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them to come out successfully, Lord, and would you be the great physician to work upon them. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every youth who's on this earth? Would you bless the little boy who was hit by a car, Lord? We want to say thank you for protecting his life, Lord, and we ask that you continue to heal him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just sparing his life and being a shield all around. That's why it's so important that we pray each and every day, because we don't know what lies ahead, but we know who is able to keep us protected, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are doing evil, Lord? Would you bless them to turn from their wicked ways? Would you bless their conscience, Lord Jesus, to make them do the right thing, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, as we continue to go higher in this prayer and the anointing and the prophecy of God, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that every prayer that's rendered unto you tonight, Lord Jesus, be given unto each person, Lord, according to your will in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whether they come seeking healing, whether they come seeking encouragement, unity, answers, whether they come just to say thank you for sparing my life, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you cover each and every person who's on this line tonight and those who are coming. Then, Lord, we continue to see many people, Lord, trying to decide, do I want to make Jesus my choice or do I want to continue to live in the world? And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person who's standing, Lord, right now. Bless each and every person, Lord, and help them to make the correct decision because it's an important decision, Lord. Then, Lord, if there's anything in our minds or hearts that's not like you, we ask, would it be removed? We ask, would you bring in the new and take out the old, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, would our eyes continue to be focused on who you are? And would our mouths continue to speak the word? And would our hands continue to be of service and our feet to continue to walk into the will that you have given, Lord? Then, Lord, as we pursue faith, and as we chase after faith, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to build our empire that you have given unto us, Heavenly Father, where we may be able to serve people. We may be able to work for the kingdom of God and continue to give the word of God. Then, Lord, we ask if there is any pains in our necks and in our backs and in our lower extremities, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it right now, Heavenly Father? We already feel the ease, and we ask that you continue to help us, Lord, to trust and believe in your power in the name of Jesus, Lord. We speak healing and we speak restoration, Lord. We speak thankfulness over the little boy who was hit by a car today, Heavenly Father. And we speak, Heavenly Father, life, and we speak abundance, and we speak prosperity, and we speak faith, and we speak love, and we speak joy, and we speak unity, and we speak truth, and we speak just anything that's positive according to your will, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to be able to see who you are spiritually, and would you help us to continue to work physically, Heavenly Father, for the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for any type of program or thing that is coming up this week. We thank you for the promise of success. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to open up doors. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to bless each person who walks through the door. Then, Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless any sheep who are out of the walk of safety? Would you bless those who are missing, Heavenly Father, those unsolved mysteries, Lord Jesus? We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to trust and depend upon you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to be the Lord in our lives and continue, Lord Jesus, to just be who you are. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but we are never relinquished out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. One of the things that we talk about is the favor of God and the mercy of God. And we talk about how prayer makes everything all right. And we talk about when we have doubts because we're human and the Lord says everything's going to be okay. Or when we want to complain and God says, but There is somebody in a more far-off situation than you. And I never did, and I never can understand how people can continue to complain and there are people in worse situations than what you're experiencing. And so I say all that to say that each day that we live, we should be thankful that God woke us up, and we should be thankful that God has protected us all day long, because he didn't have to do it, but he did it. And we pray for those individuals who have lost loved ones, and we ask that God continue to give those individuals strength. And we ask, would God continue to heal those who are going through different trials? trials of life, procedures, health, whatever they're going through. And we ask God that He continue to spare the lives of our children, because there are a lot of things out there, and we must protect each and every one of them. That is our job. And because it's our job, we have to make sure that we understand the Word of God. And so as we get ready to leave this particular prayer and this particular moment and this particular time together, it's very important that we don't take anything for granted. You know, God doesn't, He don't have to wake us up. He don't have to start us on our way. He don't have to give us favor that we don't even deserve, but He does it because He loves us. He doesn't have to, you know, look after us, but He does. And so we need to be more thankful unto God. If you have a gift, use it. Don't sit on your gift. And then we have to pray unto God, God, if I'm sitting on my gift unknowingly, Lord, to reveal the gift so that you can use it. Because sometimes we get so busy in life, working for the world. What I mean by that, we in our careers and in our other things, that we forget about the kingdom work that needs to be done, that God has set out for us. And so we have to tell God, Lord, I'm available unto you. And God asks, how available are you really? Are we really going to spend time with God at least a couple of hours a day? Are we going to tell God thank you? Or before we eat, are we going to tell God, Lord, I thank you for what you've blessed me with? And when God continues to make a way out of no way, are we going to stop to thank God for that? Or are we just going to take it for granted that God is supposed to do this? That's a decision that we're going to have to make as a people. And so everything that we have belongs to God, from careers to cars to families, everything belongs to God. And so we should be more thankful and not complain so much, because God doesn't have to do anything for us, because guess what? He's already paid His dues. He's already paid the price. He died for us. And God continues to make a way out of no way. He continues to wake us up anyway, although we've done wrong. He continues to love us in spite of. He continues to promise eternal life. He continues to say, I'm giving you a chance to turn from your wicked ways. And some of us don't even take advantage of that. And we have to do that. And you know, while this music is playing, we're going to go ahead and we're going to close this prayer. But I still want to talk to the people. Once again, the purpose is love. We must love one another. We must not hate, no matter who the person is, no matter what they think, what they believe, who they are. God says we must love, because God is love. And we can't be this intimate with God each and every day of our lives, even off the radio, even on the radio. We can't be this intimate and hate our neighbor. We can't be this intimate with God and you're not speaking to somebody because they did something 10 years ago. We can't be this intimate with God and you're still holding grudges, or you're talking about somebody that God. We can't really be this intimate with God. We have to be real. When we come before God, there's a certain way we're supposed to come. And we're supposed to come in love. And so that's why we have surgery. I continue to say it because we have so many new people who have joined. We continue to have surgery every Monday because we need to continue to filter our hearts and clean it out, because the devil sits in. You'll listen to the ministry and then you'll go out in the world and somebody makes you mad and you get mad and you hold a grudge. But God says you have to filter yourself out. It's like a vacuum. And that's for all of us. It doesn't matter who you are. And so the whole purpose is that there is a certain way that we have to come before God. God says, death shall not kill, period. There's no buts. There's no what ifs. That's what God said, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so when we look at all these aspects, we should be honest with ourselves. If there's anything today that was not of God, ask God for forgiveness. Do the right thing. Because God is going to always forgive. He's going to forgive. And this is a commercial, but God is going to forgive. And so it's very important that we understand the significance of forgiveness, faith, and love. It's very important. Okay? So as we get ready to relinquish this particular prayer, we ask God, would He bless each and every person who is able to listen and those who are going to listen? And we ask God, would He continue to increase our faith? We talk about increasing territories, but God says we need to increase our faith in Him, and that's how you increase your territories. He says all those other things will be added unto you. So we must increase our faith. It has to be holistic. It's a circle effect. It's a holistic approach of increasing our faith. And so as we pray, and as you begin to pray for your family and your friends and yourself, then remember that we're praying for our mind, our heart, our soul, and we're praying for each and everything that we have. It's very important. And there are about 200 individuals on the line tonight. If you want to say something, you can. If you don't, that's fine. But I'm going to let the music play for another 2 minutes maybe, and then we're going to go into our announcements. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is our praying with power and love. This concludes the Praying with Love and Power on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to tune in on tomorrow, God's will, as we have the top 15 billboard. Now then, I do want you to know that I want you to continue to encourage your family and all of your friends to be sure to tune in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Make sure that you tune in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. I would love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com, and I want you to listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, be sure. Be sure, if you're a gospel artist, actor, actress, anyone with a positive positive, positive message in the community, please be sure to Facebook at Freda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. It's not if you're going to pray. It's make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray, and when you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to call their name and pray for exactly what they need. Pray for those individuals you don't know, and pray for those individuals who you know as well as yourself. You have to encourage yourself as well. Now listen, as I said before, I'm looking online here, and we're praying for the little student who was hit by a car. We thank God for sparing his life. And I'm looking now to see what we need to focus on and what we need to pray on. And it's very important, as I said before, that you pray for your child before they go to school. We pray for the Temple Church, the suspect in a hostage situation. We pray for the Italy earthquake that killed at least 159 individuals. We pray for the soldier who killed the 5 Dallas officers. We pray for that soldier. We pray for a teen in Killeen as well who was hit by a car. We pray for the soul of the man found at Lake Belton who committed suicide. We pray for his family. We pray for we pray for just everyone. Most of all, we pray for this nation. We pray for this country. And so it's very important that we continue to pray. I do want to say, and I'm going to reiterate, for those of you who come on this ministry, and there are many of you who come on every time this ministry comes on, and I thank you for that. But I want to be real with you. This is a very intimate moment with God. God is here. He's in this place. He's listening. This is very intimate, believe it or not. And we pray, as I said before, every Monday. And we pray every Wednesday. And we pray every time we get on the show. But some of you are still coming to Jesus, to the ministry. Ball up your fist. And I'm going to be real with you what God is showing. Ball up your fist. You're coming angry, coming upset, as if God is going to speak a word of revenge on your enemy. God says he's going to work on us first, right? He's going to work on us because we can't change people, but we can change our thinking. And so you come on the ministry, and you come with great intentions, but you still have this grudge that you're holding. Some of you are not talking to your parents. And you still carry on day by day. And you still come on the ministry. You still go to church as if nothing is happening. And then we get upset when our breakthrough doesn't come because we wanted it to come. But God says we have to let some things go. So I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to plead with you again. It's very important. It doesn't matter if you're 5 years old. It doesn't matter if you're 18 years old. It doesn't matter if you're 30 years old. It doesn't matter if you're 70 years old. It's very important that if you're angry with someone and you've been angry with them for more than 1 minute, more than 1 hour, more than 1 year, some of people have gone for 10 years, and especially your parents, that you let it go under your fist. That you let it go. Do you see how stiff your hands are? God says that's how rebellious we are sometimes. That's how stubborn we are. He says we don't want to let things go. We want to hold things against people. There is no one who could have hurt you that bad where you can't forgive them. God says he went to the cross and he forgave every person who put him on the cross. And he's forgiven us for our sins every day because we're not appreciative enough and we're not perfect enough to walk in the will of God. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, God is speaking this, especially your parents. If you have not spoken to your parents, if you're not speaking to your parents, time that you do. We never know when the hour is or the time. It's very important. There is nothing that could have happened that's that bad where you can't forgive. Jesus went to the cross and forgave every one of his accusers. It's very important. Get on this ministry, and I thank you for coming. And it's helping. But God says this is an intimate moment with him. There is no possible way in love with God and holding grudges against people. There is no possible way. God wants all of our attention. He doesn't want us to come to the gate and love on him and hate his children. Think about it. If you're in a relationship, right? And your significant other or your spouse has children. You want your other spouse to love your children if y'all don't have children together, correct? So that's the same with God. God says, these are my children. And so there is no way that you could possibly really be in love with God and hate his children. No possible way. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, don't hate, love. Simple. That's what I'm saying. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, and especially your parents of all people. There is nothing they could have done that will possibly cause you to not forgive them or for them to not forgive you, vice versa. It's very important. Very important. We can't continue to come before God hating his children. This is a very intimate moment with God. There is no way that we can be 100% into God and our minds is thinking, okay, I hate this person, I'm not letting this go. This situation right here has caused me to hate this person. There is no possible way that you can continue to be intimate with God and you hate God's children. No possible way. Okay? All right, that's enough with that. Let's move on. All right, be sure to check out AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com. Now, listen, tell you about AfridaLoveShow.com. God is blessing this ministry. I told you the promise of God, syndicated radio station. I told you the promise of God, promoting gospel music. I told you all that, and God is bringing that to pass. But listen. When you go on AlfredaLoveShow.com, that's AlfredaLoveShow.com, you will see many icons at the top. You will hear music, okay? If you're interested in any of those artists, be sure to send me an email. Listen here. I'm going to tell you this as the Lord is speaking. Magazines, television, radio, the door is open. Speaking, the door is open. Right? All you have to do is email emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. God has given me a vision for this fashion show. And we have different people. We're going to have from celebrities to regular individuals like me, 9 to 5 chicks. So we're going to have celebrities and regular individuals. And so it's very important. If you are interested in anyone on the website or if you're interested in any of their services, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? I would love, 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 love to get you guys connected and things of that nature. Now then, all right, this is the goal here, and I'm speaking to individuals who are on the line because I want you to understand the goal of AfridaLoveShow.com and what God has shown me. The goal here is to get this particular ministry on networks So we're working on getting this ministry on networks, and it's going to happen in a couple of months. Okay? So we're really working hard with this, and we're going to start this weekend working hard, putting the pieces together of the puzzle in order to get this ministry and move it, propel it, where we can have it on a network. And this is a network, but I'm speaking about a live stream network where we can really have some education and we can really teach and minister unto the people. Okay? So once again, be sure to look at AlfredaLoveShow.com. I have many new individuals who just joined from all over, many new individuals who are on the Facebook page. So it's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Also, check out StellarGospelMusic.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to check it out. All right? In addition to that, check out Alfreda.herpages.com. Alfreda.herpages.com. Be sure to check it out. Listen, Sister Tamala Mann has a new CD out. It's One Way. Be sure to pre-order. That's also indicated on my Facebook page. All right? Be sure to pre-order her CD and support Sister Tamala Mann. She's right up the street and around the corner in Big D, Dallas, Texas. All right? All right. Now, be sure to come back on tomorrow, Gus Willis. We will have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. Be sure to tell a family member or a friend that Alfreda Love Show was on, and be sure to watch the episode. Just go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. And click on Number One Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is yours, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.